Past 8, two accident and emergency departments in northwest London close tomorrow. The leader of Hammersmith Council is raising concerns about A&E provision in the borough. Hammersmith and Central Middlesex will no longer have A&E departments. Instead, will offer urgent care clinics which are not able to deal with the most serious cases. Well, Stephen Cowan is a Labour leader of Hammersmith Council, joins us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
What happens then from tomorrow?
Well, they will close the A&E at Hammersmith Hospital and move on with plans to demolish, or to try and move on with plans to demolish Charing Cross Hospital and close the A&E there. Meanwhile, rather than tell the public they're closing the A&E at Hammersmith Hospital, their advertising agency has advised them to say they're changing Hammersmith Hospital, which you can imagine the confusion with people turning up at the A&E.
I think the idea is that are these becoming urgent care centres? Is that the terminology?
It should be the terminology, because they've now got a Class 1, 2 and 3 A&E, and if that's not confusing enough, a Class 3 A&E is exactly the same as an urgent care clinic, and even the NHS website gets confused sometimes in the same paragraph about those definitions. So the real point is, members of the public with chronic health issues will be rushing to A&Es only to find they've gone to the wrong type.
The NHS says it is opening a purpose-built £21 million A&E at Northwick Park Hospital this October.
Well, the NHS is also saying that people who want to go to Hammersmith A&E should go to St Mary's.
In Paddington, yes.
And when this went to the board meetings, the papers said that they would not close the A&E at Hammersmith until capacity had increased. The same board papers said that capacity hadn't increased at St Mary's, and that they were at full capacity. And the interesting thing is not one member of the hospital board asked a single question about that. What I'm concerned is about Londoners' lives being put at risk because of these types of shoddy decisions, and what we need is more clarity and a review of the government's A&E closures.
It's happening though, isn't it? As you say, these are issues that Londoners are going to be dealing with this week. You've said a review. Is that as much as you can hope for at this point?
Ultimately, I think we're lucky enough to be one of those people who live in a democracy, and this is in the hands of the people. You just needed to look at the opening ceremony of the Olympics to see how close to the hearts of British people the NHS is. Politicians make decisions, and they have to stand before the public to justify them. These are the wrong decisions. Even the Daily Mail came out against them last week, and I'm asking for Mr Cameron and Mr Hunt to make an urgent review of these decisions and do what Londoners want, which is to protect their NHS.
Steve Camp, thank you very much. Labour leader of Hammersmith Council there.